You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Maybe this has happened to you before. You're trying to hold a conversation in another language, not the language of your birth, and you say something that someone misunderstands.
The minister has visited Chicago.
我最喜欢吃牛排。
Oh, he enjoys to consume your American beef cows.
爽快的美国风格，我欣赏啊。
He enjoys your rudeness.
That would be lost in translation. That's where a statement like, I appreciate your frankness, comes across as, I enjoy your rudeness. The new play, Chinglish, allows the audience to enjoy those moments. The play is performed in both Mandarin and English, and because the show has surtitles like the ones you'll see, say, in an opera, the audience is in on the jokes, even when the characters are not. Chinglish is the newest work from David Henry Hwang. He's the Tony Award-winning playwright who brought us M. Butterfly and Yellowface, and he joins us from Brooklyn. Good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
This is kind of the intersection of cultures, especially Asian culture with American culture, has obviously been the subject of a number of your plays. And I wonder, why focusing on the language at this point?
Well, I had been going to China a fair amount over the past few years because China has gotten very interested in Broadway-style musicals. And on one trip, I saw this beautiful cultural center in Shanghai that was brand new, except for these terribly translated signs, like the handicapped restroom said, deformed man's toilet. And I began thinking of using it as a jumping-off point to write a play about doing business in China, but one that would deal with the issue of language, because I never see that really tackled in anything. We usually come up with some sort of convention, like the character who's not speaking English speaks English with an accent, but that doesn't even begin to capture the reality of the experience.
We're speaking with David Henry Hwang. His new play is called Chinglish. What else gets lost in translation when you're trying to speak in another language? I mean, what is it that, I mean, it's obviously more than just being misunderstood. What else?
Well, I think there are many levels of misunderstanding, and the characters in this play are kind of desperately trying to communicate with each other for business reasons, for love. But, you know, sometimes even when you literally understand what someone's saying, you might as well be speaking a different language because the underlying cultural assumptions are so different, and we try to get into that in this play as well.
You know, we did an interview earlier with an opera student who was trying to learn how to sing in Mandarin because there's such a thirst for Western-style opera now in China. And I'm wondering if the same is true for actors. I mean, obviously the actors in your play, to some extent, had to become at least familiar with Mandarin. Are people who go to acting school now to have to learn to speak Asian languages?
Well, that would actually be a pretty good practical training for a future in an increasingly interdependent global acting community. But the actors in Chinglish are actually all bilingual because I was doing rewrites up until we opened, so we really needed actors who were fluent in both languages.
We're speaking with David Henry Hwang, a Tony Award-winning playwright whose new play is called Chinglish. And let me ask you about just the process of getting this play done. First, has it been performed in China?
No, we would like to at some point, but the play, we developed it here in New York at a place called the Lark Play Development Center. Then we did an initial production in Chicago at the Goodman Theater and then came to Broadway.
So you're hoping to get it done in China, and then what would you do there? You'd translate everything into Chinese and they'd have English subtitles?
I mean, I think that's how we'd have to do it. We'd have to flip it. And then it would also, I'd be really interested in seeing how the jokes land in China. I mean, we have a fair number of Chinese nationals in the audience every night, and it seems like everybody's more or less laughing at the same things. But I think if you got an entire audience of Chinese nationals, it'd be interesting to see what they find funny that's different than an American audience and vice versa.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the funny thing about this. David Henry Hwang is the author of the new play, Chinglish, Tony Award-winning playwright. But, you know, that's what's kind of interesting to me is that once you translate this into Mandarin, you're going to have to get a really good translator, right? I mean, some of these are jokes that are very particularly American.
Yeah, well, I mean, I did work with a translator on the English version, the Broadway version, and so it's really a question of having I really wanted to get a playwright, which I did, Candace Chong, who's based in Hong Kong but and also writes in Mandarin, because the point is not to translate it literally necessarily, but to get the sense. For there are a lot of idiomatic expressions in English and Chinese that make no sense if you translate them literally. For instance, that's a load of crap, which is something that one of the Western characters says doesn't make any sense if you translate it literally.
And probably sounds relatively rude, I can only imagine.
Well, yeah, I mean, it gets relatively rude in our language, too.
Well, you know, David Henry Hwang, his new play is called Chinglish. You know, let me ask you something. What do you think most often gets lost in translation between China and the United States? What are we Americans not understanding about our neighbors overseas?
Well, I think that it's easy for us as Americans to look at China as monolithic and to feel like everybody feels the same way over there and that people more or less have the same habits and customs. And in fact, it's an incredibly diverse country with lots of different groups and local customs and local ways of looking at things and a lot of disagreement about how the country should move forward. And so I feel like there's, right now, between the U.S. and China, there's some fear on both sides. The Chinese say, oh, well, you know, you Americans are so smart. You got us to buy all your debt, and, you know, it's depreciating, and we can never be that smart. And Americans go, you Chinese are so smart. You know, you manipulate your currency, and we can. And so there's this kind of mutual insecurity on both sides.
So it sounds like the Chinese also perhaps have some misunderstandings. Maybe they think America is monolithic.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's really easy when you don't know something about any sort of culture or community or people or race or religion to just assume that those people all think the same.
David Henry Hwang is a Tony Award-winning playwright. He wrote M. Butterfly and Yellow Face, but his new Broadway comedy is called Chinglish. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks for having me.
I'm interested to hear if any of you out there have had any lost in translation moments, misunderstandings in another language. You can give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comment at thetakeaway.org.